You're listening to SBS News.
He just turned 18, and at the beginning of the year, Poasa Telepe's main priorities were rugby league and high school. But when the pandemic hit, he faced giving them up to support his family.
I just took the chance to just go work because my little brothers, I want to put food for my brothers on the table, especially for my dad, and I didn't want him to do too much.
He's one of eight siblings raised by their father, Oge Telepe, a single parent. Due to a medical condition, it was difficult for Mr. Telepe to get work before COVID, but during the pandemic, it's been near impossible. With his family in crisis, Poasa left school just days into his final term.
Yeah, it was a tough decision just based on my career-wise. I really wanted to just finish school and be the first out of my family to finish school.
The family moved to Australia in 2016. In the 4 years they've been here, Poasa has become school captain, a Pacifica community mentor, and a utility in an NRL development team. His father, a former boxer, says he couldn't be prouder.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud of him. He's a very smart boy. He loves to learn a lot of other things.
The Centre for Multicultural Youth says less than 10% of Pacifica students undertake years 11 and 12 because of needing to support their families, and a quarter who make it that far won't finish year 12. When Victoria University's Secondary College Principal Elaine Hazem heard of Poasa's decision to quit school, she says her answer was simple.
I said, well, that's not going to happen. You're going to leave the work. And he said, oh, but miss, you know, I said, no, you're going to leave work and you're not returning and I will ring your employer.
She also rang different support groups to get the family immediate help and applied for a state government family support package through the Lamana Pacifica program run by the Centre for Multicultural Youth.
It takes a village to raise a child, and that's exactly what we're doing. He can dream big. He can achieve whatever he wants. All he has to do is put his mind to it.
The family support packages provided through Lamana and six community support groups were funded as part of the $11.3 million COVID-19 response package for multicultural and faith communities. Victorian Minister for Youth and Multicultural Affairs Ros Spence says Poasa Telepe's situation is exactly why the initiative was launched last May, telling SBS this is what the government family support packages are all about, supporting families who are doing it tough during unprecedented times. The Centre for Multicultural Youth's Carmel Guerra says the group has given support to over 200 families and 700 children in the last 6 weeks.
His story is actually very familiar to us, and it saddened us obviously that the young people were put in that kind of position.
She says it's important for youth leaders like Poasa to show the way in completing high school.
Education is a pathway out of poverty for many of these young people, and also they become role models in families where they don't have role models in the community that they can look up to success. So keeping them in school is really important.
Poasa Telepe is now on track to finish high school in 4 weeks, and last month he was signed by an NRL player agent, a young man seemingly destined for the world stage. But ever humble, his main priority continues to be his family.
At the end of the day, I want to give back to my little ones. And just being an older brother, it's a gift.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.